The house was a faded blue fibro box just off the back road to Inverell, veiled from passing traffic by a row of spindly poplars. It sat on an acre of uncut lawn so high it almost covered the path. On the driveway side, a battered prime mover was parked in front of a rusty tin garage and a couple of rickety sheds. Mick Goodner waded through the paspalum, sticky heads of it clinging to his trouser legs, all the way to the front door. The door was ajar, but he knocked. Hearing a cry from the rear, he walked in. A skinny apparition about Mick's height, with lank, greasy hair past his shoulders, lurched along the hall towards him, baggy jeans, an oil-stained T-shirt flapping on his scarecrow frame. "Dan Makepeace?" Mick walked over. Dan grunted, pointing a long finger into a back room. A smell wafted out, of vomit, excreta, and something acrid and chemical, the aromas of death. "She's in here?"
"Where do you think she bloody is?"
His voice was a swirling soup of emotions, rage, shock, grief, confusion. Goodnow lowered his head gently onto Dan's shoulder. The hard angles of his face seemed to soften and melt like wax.
"I told her she ought to leave. She hated the place," he gasped between sobs.
"This house?" Mick said, unsurprised, glancing down the hall towards shoddy rooms in need of a good paint job or demolition.
"The bloody abattoir!"
he roared, and glared at the scratched purple fibro wall, pulling his fist back as if he'd like to do the job himself.
"Calm down. Punching holes in your wall won't help, will it?"
Mick grabbed his shoulders and kneaded the trembling muscles. "What's your wife's name, Dan?"
"Christine. She was talking about coming back to me."
Wrapped by silent sobs again, Dan wiped the back of a grimy hand across his eyes, smearing his face into a mask of grief.
"I just got home and I..."
He pulled himself together and blew air through his lips as if stricken with a jolt of awful clarity.
"I found her there. Oh, no, why did she... Why?"
"I better have a look at Christine, okay?" Dan gave a resigned nod. "You sit down here and wait for me, Dan?" Lips compressed, Dan gripped the architrave around the dining room doorway and waved Goodnow into the next room down the hall, then staggered into the dining room and onto a chair. Mick entered the cluttered living room. A TV set propped against the back wall. A tattered sofa, a coffee table, and some chairs adrift in it. On one, its side on the floor about a foot from the dead woman's head. One pale hand was wrapped around the leg of a second chair, as if clinging to flotsam in the sea of empty beer cans and dirty plates. The other was outflung towards the coffee table. Christine lay on her back amid the rubbish, face up, eyes glassy, vomit over her mouth and chest, her dress pulled up above her underwear. Legs akimbo, frozen in death. He placed his fingers on her carotid artery. The skin had a bluish tinge to it and was cold to his touch. No pulse. His gaze fell on a glass tumbler on the coffee table, an inch of murky fluid in it. On the lino under the coffee table lay an empty bottle of 2,4-diamine, a herbicide used for killing trees, which he picked up with his handkerchief and studied. Not a quick and painless exit. It must have taken a long hour of pain and convulsions before she found the release she was looking for, Mick thought. A very unpleasant way to commit suicide. Goodnow wrapped his handkerchief around the glass of liquid and picked it up. As he did, he saw a small sheet of paper stuck to the bottom. He sniffed the acrid liquid, winced, and turned his attention to the note, a few brief words in a woman's handwriting, spidery blue ink.
"Sorry, Dan. Sorry, Mum. Love you both. I've had enough and I can't take any more. Forgive me. Christine."
Written with the plastic ballpoint on the coffee table, he gathered. Handwriting was shaky, but there seemed no evidence of confusion or hesitation in the message. It would have to be matched to hers, but if the note was authentic, ex-husband Dan was off the hook. He took it into the dining room table where Makepeace sat slumped. "Can you tell if this is Christine's handwriting?" Dan shot a distracted look at it.
"Who else's would it be?"
Then his shoulders gave a massive heave. in a small, high voice, he said, Why would she go and do this if she wanted to get back together? Mick folded the note and put it in his inner pocket. When did she tell you that, Dan? Dan nodded to the mantelpiece in a framed photo of the two of them having dinner in the kind of restaurant that passed for fancy in Moorabool, meaning one step up from the Lean Sun Low. Dan grinning ear to ear, Christine with a lopsided smile, as if she'd neither expected nor wanted the photo. Over dinner, last week, for a birthday. She turned 24. She seemed really sad about it, so I took her out to the Italian place, something special. Vegetarian pasta. He saw Goodnow's expression and added, she couldn't eat meat after working in that place. After we ordered, she said she'd been thinking of coming back home for a while. Wanted to stay in the spare room. His eyes brimming. Mick nodded, sympathetic. Where did she get the poison from, Dan?